morning, John.
I'm sorry?
How are you today?
Why do you say good morning?
I don't know. I'm lost. What year is this?
It's 2030.
Oh, well, that's about right then. I'm on target.
It is Monday, though.
I thought I'd overshot it.
Monday, December 12th.
This is why I feel like crap. Who needs a Monday?
It's Monday?
Yeah.
And it's sunny.
Oh, God. There's some clouds. The rain was great. He must have had a torture weekend with the rain.
I didn't love the rain, but
so cold.
I don't mind it for a little bit because, of course, it's so different here.
Yes.
And it's wonderful and it's great to fall asleep to.
Oh, my God.
The sound of it, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep, yep.
So that's fine. But, you know, I got about a 3-day cap on it. So that's it.
Well, I think that's about where we're at.
Let's just move it all out.
You're getting your wish.
And wait for the next one.
You wasted your wish on this. You could have had something wonderful.
That is true. On the program today, we have Give Me 5 songs with dream in the title.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how many song titles have the word dream in it. I was kind of surprised when I started digging those out. So
we're going to do that at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with the theme. We're going to talk about Christmas card rules. What you like and what you don't like.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I don't care. But there are a lot of people who have a lot of really strong opinions.
You know, last year you sent me a card that said, Happy Holidays, and it's Christmas time.
That's one
or
of them,
the other way around, yeah.
That's one of them. Oh, don't just send pictures. Write something. Well, don't write anything. I don't want to read something. Just send pictures.
Why do I need to hear about your family every year? I don't give a rat's ass.
Right, exactly.
Send me money.
And we have the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah. What is that up to? I believe it's up to...
$8,000.
Wow.
Before 4 o'clock.
Well, that gall darn actor nobody can figure out.
That is correct. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Robert John and the Wreck is who that is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Those guys have been together about 10 years now.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're from Orange County. And if you dig into them, you'll be surprised how much stuff they've done in 10 years. Like, you find them on social media, Robert John and the Wreck, and be like, those guys have been just doing nothing but recording really good music, getting better and better all the time.
It's a shame they don't break through more.
Hopefully this will help them out. That is pain no more. Great new stuff from Robert John and the Wreck.
Dave Chappelle was on stage in San Francisco area and brought out Elon Musk.
Whoa, recently?
Yes.
Oh,
last night or the day before?
In San Francisco, in Tech Town, USA.
Yes.
Wow.
And you're barely going to be able to understand this, so I'm going to tell you ahead of time what it is.
Okay.
He introduces him. He says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, or something like that. And then you hear what sounds like it might be applause turn quickly to booze.
Because they think probably he's joking, because there's no way...
And he
anyone
walked
would
out.
Be dumb enough.
He walked out on stage
to have Dave Chappelle bring you out because clearly you're going to be mocked and hated.
Hey, they're going to make some noise for the richest man in the world.
Mostly booze at this point. Can you imagine?
No,
Elon.
You weren't expecting this, were you? That was a torrent of booze.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
It was a tsunami of booze.
But that was
wow.
Elon that said that.
Mm.
You weren't expecting that, were you? And that makes me think, Dave Chappelle's pretty sharp.
Yeah, oh, man, no
I
kidding.
Would suggest Dave Chappelle knows if he brings out
100%. That's what he's looking for.
That's going to happen.
This guy's so dumb, he's going to think they're going to love him.
Also, there was a story that they're having a fire sale from like staplers and stuff from the... Twitter headquarters.
That's sad. No, yeah. I haven't seen that. No.
An actual auction of items that they use.
Because now at this point they need $5 here and there.
I don't know.
Bucks,
I'm not sure if it's about money or whatever it is.
But it's funny. It's because of collector's items.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe from the downfall of Twitter.
You know, like Blockbuster Pavilion. When was the last time you went there? You know, the deal is when they start to make some money, they think they can do anything.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, Blockbuster expanded to owning everything. They were trying to put out clothing. They did this. They did that. Now they're gone.
Yes, that
stop.
Is that's the truth for everybody except for Amazon because they're
yeah,
taking
so
over
far. That's
everything.
True. That's true.
I went to a Whole Foods.
Oh, that's right.
100% Amazon.
Yeah.
You flash your card and then they automatically charge you.
The Ripper will own you one day.
Yes, they will.
They'll imprint it on your soul.
I just wanted you all to hear Eli. Yeah. Elon.
Being booed.
Being booed. The Weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, yeah, I love these.
Is happening. And I don't know if you're on the Nextdoor app.
I visit from time to time just to read all the psychosis.
I really feel like it's started out
Great idea.
A good intention.
Yes. Hey, I smell smoke. Anybody know why that road is under construction?
Right. And then it turned into, hey, I saw a little brown guy walking down the street.
There's a cat who's watching me.
Is there anything missing? Yeah. Like, what the? All of a sudden, all this ugliness came in. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Why are you guys on here? You're all a bunch of losers.
But now I feel like it's become almost a parody account. So people go through and try to be funny, responding to the different stuff that...
Yeah, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yes, exactly. So the first one is note to self. He's basically posting this to himself.
We all need to know this. But...
Your neighbors are not amused when you dress in your Renaissance outfit and push your wheelbarrow down the street yelling, bring out your dead at 7 p.m.
Bring out your dead!
They're not amused.
Oh my God,
that.
I would actually go out and drag the old man out there. I'm not dead yet.
I would too.
That's awesome.
Here's a question. Do gophers eat marijuana plants? Just trying to figure something out. Thanks.
Asking for a friend.
Here's a COVID-19 PSA. Maybe this would be helpful this time of year.
Yeah, sure.
Despite what many people appear to think, you cannot catch the coronavirus by picking up your dog's poop.
I'm sorry, I can't pick up the poop on your lawn because it'll give me COVID. Sorry, would otherwise.
For that. It'll help your lawn in the long run.
Also, I need to pee on your lawn because it'll help keep COVID from attacking.
Looking for a veterinarian shaman to remove all evil spirits from my pet cat.
You know, weirdly, I can do that for $50.
It can't be done, is my answer. Because cats.
How dare you?
Worse.
How dare you?
Letting my 12-year-old drink? Hi, all. My son has recently been asking if he can have wine with us at dinner. He's very mature for his age. He says his friend parents let him drink when he's there, and they've even given him beer sometimes.
Oh, wow.
He's not circumcised, if that helps.
Okay, all right.
How would that help?
Well, he's not of Utah, so I guess, you know.
Looking for a used baby carriage or stroller, any condition would work. It's for my pet duck, so I can bring her along when I walk my dog.
Come on, I would love to. Wouldn't you? What would you do if you saw someone pushing a duck down the street in a baby carriage? Would you get to the other side of the street, or would you grab a photo? That's a photo opportunity.
Probably.
For me. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But do I want to be that person?
No.
No, I don't want to be that person. Here's an old person that doesn't understand the word pediatrician.
Oh, no.
We, as pediatrician, have the right of way. Means pedestrian. Good evening, all. I've attached a photo below of something I believe very few people on James Island know what it is. It's called a crosswalk. I repeat, a crosswalk.
Old man yells at cloud.
When a pediatrician, also known as any human being, steps out on it, yield to them. If you don't know what yielding means, it's stop.
Nope. Boy, he's got all sorts of things wrong.
When you're driving and see a pediatrician approaching the crosswalk.
You can tell because he has a little kid and a very small stethoscope with him.
You are to slow down and to stop.
Oh, my God, dude.
You don't keep driving and you don't speed up. As pediatricians have the right of way. It's a mind blowing that people yield to geese and ducks, but don't stop for people. Slow the F down and pay attention.
I'm going to have to swerve at this guy.
Right.
I saw him.
The pediatricians. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about Christmas cards now.
Have you started, or do you send out Christmas cards? Ever?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? You don't send anyone any Christmas cards?
No.
My wife and I do. We used to have a massive list. It's down to about 13 each now.
That's it.
Actually, really old people get a Christmas card and otherwise, whatever.
I don't need them.
Right.
I'm happy to get them. I got one today from some friends that I hadn't seen in 10 months.
Oh, well, there you go.
And they had a picture of their family, said happy holidays, and I was perfectly fine with it.
Sure. What more do you need?
My partner, former partner.
Yeah, that fella.
Bean.
He hates Christmas. Oh, wait. That's the exact opposite.
He requires... by the way, so here are the options. Just pictures of the kids.
Okay.
It's really what anyone needs.
For your Christmas card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't change from year to year, pretty much. So
you don't need to see
you're going
to
look the same. Sure. Pictures of the kids only. Okay.
Yeah.
Pictures of the family.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
Pictures of the family with pre-printed holiday greetings.
Ho, ho, ho.
From the whatever, and it's pre-printed.
This is a Merry Christmas.
None of that is okay with my former partner.
Oh, really?
Not acceptable.
What? Why?
He wants it to be handwritten.
Okay.
He wants something on there to be handwritten to him specifically.
Well, we do that all the time, actually. We actually do that.
But you don't
That's why it's down
to
13.
But if somebody doesn't do that to you...
Oh, I could give a rat's ass.
That's the point.
I couldn't care any less.
That's the point.
I don't care if I don't get them. I love to get them, just like you said.
So the question is... Do you have requirements? Do you have requirements for your Christmas cards? And what is it that you're looking for?
Yeah.
Because we used to have... And I got to tell you, man, I think... I think these people moved on.
Oh, you mean onto another
friends.
Plane?
Mm. Yes, onto another plane.
Yeah.
They were friends who would type out, back in the day.
Yeah.
Long, like 2.5 page essays on
update.
Minute by minute. And they were such negative people.
Oh, really? So, like, on January 1st, the milkman didn't bring milk.
Yes.
And it just went downhill from there.
It was 1 degree too warm, and we all puked.
And then you're saying, like, Uncle Bill was not able to get into...
It got to the point where it got so specific about everything bad. And said, my brother Bob has pre-cancer in his skin, and the doctor says he's fine, but we're still worried.
He was starting to smell pretty bad, and we thought maybe we should put him in a fridge.
Susie was denied in March a chance to play her piccolo solo, and
she had worked so hard on this heartbreaking
talent show.
Oh, those are the best letters. The everything is sucks letter.
I looked forward to that.
Sure.
It's the only one I look forward to because
it was
so
great.
Sit around
the fire, have some milk and cookies.
How can you make everything bad? And why would you send that to people at the holidays?
Why are you tap, tap, tap?
Our twins, Trey and Flay, got kicked out of school for the exceptional children.
For burning the school down. I mean, who cares?
Oh, it's just fire.
In my day, you could burn things down.
Oh, so good. And I just look forward to it. And I'm sorry they passed because they were a delight.
Right. Bring those in if you can find them.
I will.
I would love to hear one.
I've never done the letter.
No, me either. Thing. No, I don't want to.
Because
no one cares.
And if they do care, they know.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, they know.
Yeah,
like,
they checked in with you a couple times in
exactly,
the year.
Exactly. And you've been able to tell them that.
Yeah.
If you have to catch them up on a full year, they don't need to know all the details. But some people love that.
Yeah, I know they
some
do.
People live
some people
for
love
that
to
detail.
Do it. Some people love to get it.
All right. So what do you need in a Christmas card?
Yeah.
818-955. KLOS. What do you send?
Yeah, what do you do?
Has it changed through the years?
Right.
And especially if you write a full year recap, we need to talk to you.
Or get one. Actually really like that Christmas song. That's one I actually really like.
I
love Chrissy Hine. I'm a big fan of hers.
Same.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about Christmas cards. Do you need one picture, a collage? Do you need to see the whole family each year?
Do you send out a letter that tells every single thing you did from January 1st to 3 weeks ago?
I love that. Only if it's super negative.
Though. Yes.
KLOS, hello.
You two pediatricians.
Well played, sir.
Can we walk this way?
With an erection? I don't know.
Tell us about...
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for the stiff... Oh, I don't want to go there.
No, you don't. Do you send or receive Christmas cards?
I do.
All right. What do you send?
I send a picture of a tree. The same tree every year, the most boring tree in the world.
One that you took, or like it's a standard issue Christmas tree?
I take a picture of the dead tree every year.
That's awesome.
Okay, but why? Why?
Because it's so annoying.
Do you want to annoy your relatives and friends?
Of course.
That's
gotcha.
Good. We love you.
We love you for that. We're on the same team then. Team annoy our relatives.
Do you put confetti in the card so that when it opens up, the confetti flies, which everybody hates? Maybe you start doing it.
Add that this year.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about
Christmas cards. What do you put in? We're talking about Christmas cards. Do you send them? And if so, what do you put in them? And if you get them, what is it that you're looking for?
I send them out every year. And I do have a requirement when I receive mine. When I open them, I'd like to see a little cash or a check fall out.
I think that's only fair.
That's a solid requirement.
That is. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My Christmas gift card should detail exactly how my balls are going in your mouth.
Ho, ho.
You could send that every year.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your Christmas cards. What do you put in them?
Not that!
How many of you have a monologue you'd like?
Hello, it's KLOS.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh.
Oh, hi.
Song's end?
Yes.
We're talking about Christmas cards and what you include in them and what you would like to see when you get one.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Lobster Fisherman Kevin. Times are tough. Times are hard. Here's your frickin' Christmas card with a dollar lottery ticket.
Hey, that's not bad,
a dollar though. Lottery ticket.
Missing an arm and a leg, still trapping like on Deadliest Catch. I'm out.
Thank you very kindly. That's not a bad idea, really.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Christmas cards?
Christmas cards, please. What do you put in them and what do you want from them?
Well, we do the shoebox greeting for the family. And it's just snarky stuff. Just humorous, snarky stuff.
So never anything like, you know, really sentimental or mushy or that sort of thing?
My side of the family we could do the snarky with, but other side of the family, we could, but we don't, just to be on the safe side.
Do this year, though. Try it this year.
I've already pissed one family member off at Thanksgiving.
Listen, that's fine. One,
that's what Thanksgiving's for.
One per holiday is acceptable.
Exactly.
It's an acceptable fallout rate.
Right on. Thank you for calling. And Happy Christmas! See ya.
KLOS, hello.
I don't usually send them out, but when I get them from my friends, they've got kind of bad senses of humor, so I get glitter in them all the time.
Love it. Love it.
Or confetti.
I like that they really try to annoy you, though. I like that. I do like that.
Good friends. Those are good friends.
One of them really likes South Park, so they take a Mr. Hanky picture every year.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Our pal Rick Rippey from the old station just loves Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
Who doesn't?
He just goes on and
although
on.
I don't know that I need to see pictures of him all the time.
No, right?
Yeah.
Every year.
KLOS, hello.
My good friends get a gift card from Taco Hell.
That's good. I like that.
I would
like that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling. You know, nothing says Christmas like Mexican food.
That's true. It is true. Southern California for sure.
Damn straight.
Yes. Dream a little dream of me.
Ew, that would make you sick.
I don't love it.
Make me sick. Dreaming a little dream of me.
Give me five. Is five songs in a row? And we have a theme, and today's theme is dream.
Yeah, so if you can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello, KLOS.
How about Rainy Day Dream Away by Hendrix?
I Sluggo like will play anything by Hendrix.
That's very true.
Excellent.
Who are you?
My name is Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Wow.
Steve Holt. My favorite kind of day. Kevin loves a good rainy day.
I do
day.
Love a good rainy day. It's followed by sunshine.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. I have a dream song.
Yes, okay. Please.
How about Van Halen's Little Dreamer?
That is a fine selection,
a
sir. Who are you?
This is Mark from Los Angeles.
Now who are you?
thanks.
Dream on.
Arrow says dream in the title.
We have some really good suggestions. We can do some more dreaming, I think, with the Gimme Five sometime down the line.
There are way too many songs to play in only with only five.
Yeah,
I could have said
ton.
That better.
Try it again.
We're only playing five songs. There are too many dream songs.
I'm bored of this
to
now.
Fit. Okay.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
When you're a dumb dumb.
Straight.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Most of our stories are from Florida.
Oh, is this from Florida as well?
A man arrested after stealing over $1,300 worth of toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes? Toothbrushes.
Is that the right plural?
Toothbry? $1,300. So he stole like three of them.
A 37-year-old man was arrested on Monday in Florida after authorities say he stole over $1,300 worth of toothbrushes.
What?
So I thought, what store would have that many toothbrushes?
Yeah. Or did he go to a bunch of them?
No, just one.
Apparently, one store.
Electric toothbrushes.
Oh.
And they cost like $200 a piece, apparently.
He's not
going
to use them.
He only took six of them.
He's not. Oh, you're kidding.
That's
wow,
the
I said
whole
that.
Thing.
I was like kidding. Wow.
At 10:40 a.m., employees and in-store witnesses saw the man. Apparently, there was a whole crowd just watching.
Watch this, everybody.
And they called the police, and the guy got into a white Lexus when they just followed him. And when he stopped, they pulled up and they said, hey, how about those toothbrushes that you just threw out your window? We saw you.
He threw them out the window while the cops were chasing him.
Yeah.
Wow, he's a genius.
He's a genius. His name is, let's see, Tracy J. Mofield.
Mofield.
And his life is right on target.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, you know, what's he going to do with them? Is it for, like, some sort of naughty...
Maybe he just has really bad breath. You know?
That's not going to help. Oh, my God. You know what they say, though? People are dumb.
They say that. Yeah. I've heard that said.
Starting to think maybe.
Some guys on the radio say that occasionally. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Dave Chappelle was doing comedy in San Francisco and brought out Elon Musk to a crazy level of booze. Elon tried to be funny and said, "Didn't see that coming, did you?" And Dave said, "There's probably a lot of ex-Twitter employees that you fired here."
Man, that's the kind of thing that is so cringe and like so intense.
And I wish I was there.
And me too. I love it.
Talk about Christmas cards, how personal should you make it, pictures, handwritten, and somebody tweeted, if it's something other than a pet wearing a small Santa hat, I'm not interested.
I'll go with that. That's good.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It's going to be worth $9,000. So put your thinking cap on and come up with that actor. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have a family four-pack to Knott's Merry Farm.
Yeah, man. You need to go.
Nightly snow, holiday shows, Calico Carolers. You know how fond I am of them.
I love the Calico Carolers.
And millions of breathtaking lights. Now through January 8th, we have a family four-pack. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Moments ago, Madison called from Burbank, California.
Oh, we know that place.
Yeah, I've been there. She's a caller 13, so she's going to Knott's Merry Farm. Got a four-pack of tickets. That's what we're handing out now through January 8th. That is happening there, so keep listening for your chance to win.
We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS for a family four-pack to Knott's Merry Farm. With nightly snow, holiday shows, and a bunch more through January 8th. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Congratulations to Tom for winning tickets to a Knott's Merry Farm.
Yes, well done, Tom, and that's nice and all. I died. He threw spit wads, and it was kind of funny.
Hey, we're going to do the same?
Yeah, let's do the contest. No, I don't want to play it. Oh, you're not playing it. I'm bored with it. I'm tired of that damn song.
Hey, everybody. It's a great time.
Hey, everybody.
It's a great time for you to win $8,400.
Yes, do it now.
Just before Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
Seems like that would be great. Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You have your shot to win your share of 100 grand and a two-night stay at the Sahara, Las Vegas. Caller 13.
Good luck. Haven't we pretty much drained the bank account?
We have not.
There can't be much left.
$8,400.
What? Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
These checks are bouncing, or do you think they're really going through?
Oh, I don't have an idea.
Well, let's do it again. The name game. The name
game. Hello. Yeah. What is your name?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Who is this?
It's Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You are going to possibly win $8,400.
Oh, my God.
We're looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses was Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson's been guessed a few times.
Twice
now,
so today.
Definitely not Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. But who do you think it might be for $8,400?
All right, so I missed a couple of days, so I want to say Sean Connery.
Damn. Sorry, it is not Sean Connery. Sorry about that, but it'll be worth $8,600 next hour.
So be ready to win now. That's the one we want to play soon.
We would like to play that.
We need to play that one of these days. We can play this one now, though. KLOS, so we can play that for you. You can play the name game. And what's the total up to now, young Kevin?
Total is up to $8,600.
Caller 13 gets to play for that. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game.
The name game.
Yeah, man.
The This one's been going on for a while.
This one is, this is a toughie. You know, actually, it's kind of interesting. We had some tough ones before. There was that bolts for the construction site.
Yes.
That brought in $11,600.
Mm-hmm.
And someone won $13,400 for Livermorium, which was the table of
correct
contents or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're at $8,600. Sorry. And KLOS, who's this?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, you're caller 13.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, you guys are so hard to get through.
Yeah, everybody wants to play the $100,000 KLOS name game, and it's your turn. It's sitting at $8,600. Tell them what we need.
We're looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And Sarah, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Sean Connery and Mel Gibson. Those were incorrect. So for $8,600, who do you think it is?
All righty. There's three of them I'm thinking of, but I'm going to go with Paul Newman.
Major fan of Paul Newman.
I'm sorry.
Love Paul Newman.
I am
Newman.
Too.
He actually has my name, Doug Roberts, in Towering Inferno.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm glad you got through. Try again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I will. Thank
all right,
you
good.
So much.
Right on. $8,800 between 5 and 6. So the phrase, this money is burning a hole in my pocket, did that ever really... I mean,
it's a thing.
It's a weird thing to say. But
what we're saying is,
yeah, we got $8,800 right now.
Do you want money?
Do you want to play
the game,
with us right now?
For $8,800, we will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
Yeah, baby. You know it, baby.
This is a game where we're asking names. For those of you that haven't been following along. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael. Am I caller 13?
Michael, you are caller 13.
You are.
That means that, hold on, slow down.
He's like, wait, I got the name. I'm going to throw the name out right now.
We are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And Michael, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were one of my favorites, Paul Newman and Sean Connery, but those were wrong. So for $8,800, who do you think it is, Michael?
Is it Helen Mirren?
It is not, I'm sorry. Helen Mirren, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Helen Mirren.
Nope, it is not Helen Mirren.
That. No.
Okay.
No worries,
sorry, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow morning.
$9,000 with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. Mick Taylor decided to quit playing guitar for the Rolling Stones on this day in rock in 1974, which led to a lot of auditions, which eventually led to Ron Wood. They didn't make a huge deal out of it, but the Cars wrapped up one of their very last shows for many years on this day in rock in 1987 at the Cobo Arena in Detroit from 1987 till 2011 when they got together for another album and tour.